Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
And I want to get to a story we haven't covered this just yet. Despite recent news that Americans are increasingly skeptical about this particular thing, the state of Wisconsin announcing a major investment in the technology. Two stories in the news this week that are colliding to create the question, is Wisconsin leading and being progressive, or are we dumping a whole lot of money into a technology that consumers will ultimately reject and wasting tens of millions of dollars? In the news today, Governor Tony Evers announcing with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation this federally funded program. So these aren't state dollars, they're a grant that the state is getting, from which the state is expected to receive $78 million over the next 5 years to build charging stations for electric vehicles all over Wisconsin. It's I got the particulars here, Adam. I think it's 53 stations
right.
to start.
53. They'll be spread across the state. I was talking with the DOT about this yesterday. Their Deputy Secretary, Christina Boardman, she told me we're expecting to construct these starting later this summer. There's 53 of them, and they're all over, so there might be a little bit of push into early next year as well. But yeah, there's plenty around southeast Wisconsin. I think I only saw in this first batch one in Milwaukee proper. It's going to be on Port Washington Road, basically Glendale at that point. But they'll be around, and a lot of them will be at gas stations. Quick Trip comes up a lot. There seem to be a lot of these that'll be going there. You'll also see them at hotel parking lots as well. So that'll be rolling out later this summer.
And they didn't offer specific locations, right?
There is a list that's available.
They just described it in the news release as being built along Wisconsin's alternative fuel corridor.
Yeah, that one.
Reaching all corners of the state. So kind of all over.
Right? Yeah, when I think of corridor, I think of like a bike corridor is a strip of land in one spot. Not the corridor is Wisconsin.
Over. So they also say there are 23,000 electric vehicles registered in our state, as well as travelers and visitors who will be served by these charging stations. 23,000 sounds like a lot. But let me give you the federal data showing cars, trucks, buses, motorcycles all combined here in Wisconsin. We have more than 5 million motor vehicles in the state. So the 23,000 is a fraction of a fraction. Nonetheless, it's an emerging technology. There are increasing numbers every year of these EVs on the road. So back to the earlier point, though, about how this is colliding with another story that we just had for you this week. If you listen to the show every day, you may recall this story from earlier. Nissan announced that it's slowing the expansion of its electric vehicle production and its lineup. We heard from Brian Moody, who is senior editor for Auto Trader, said resale value of electric vehicles is a concern for American consumers.
And that's probably going to cover the first two, maybe even the first three owners. The question is, what about after that? Hey, this car, the battery has been charged nicely. It's been treated well. You have 10 more years of life left in it. Without that, the resale value is not going to be great once they're outside of warranty.
So part of the cycle of vehicle ownership, of course, is as opposed to leasing, if you buy a car, you want to get a lot for your trade-in whenever that is. A couple of methods to do that. You trade it in relatively new, and then you're kind of always in that new car, right? I'm on the last leg of both of the vehicles in our family fleet. Between the two of them, we're well over 300,000 miles.
That's good, though.
We're hanging in there, right? Not having a car payment, I'll pay a little bit more to service the vehicles and keep them out there. But what he's saying, at some point, you expect to trade that vehicle in, and you want to get a lot for that trade. We don't know when it gets past owner two, owner three, long term, what is the life on these vehicles? And that's a concern to people, a barrier to entry into the electric vehicle market.
And we see this with emerging technologies all the time, especially in the earliest years. I have to imagine once this newfangled thing called the internet came out, it was, all right, but what is the long-term outlook for this? Are we
going
to even be using this
going nowhere.
In 2024? Well, surprise. But to that end, like, what is the long-term outlook of EVs? And we just don't know. There's a lot of elements you have to think about. Climate. You have to think about, like you mentioned, resale when you send it in. Are dealerships going to be as wanting to bring these back? There's a lot of stuff that has to be considered.
The other thing that's keeping people or is a barrier to this technology for a lot of folks is what Moody described as battery charge time anxiety. So people are worried about, okay, maybe I'm sold. Maybe I would like an EV, but how long does it take to charge the battery? The other anxieties, where do I charge my vehicle? You know, I just had to drive to the other side of the country. You know, I drove out to New York to pick up my daughter. would have been great to save on the gas money and whatever, but there's no way I would have taken an EV on an extended trip like that, because I'm sitting here thinking I would have to find these charging stations. How long does it take to charge up the vehicle? If it's going to add 4, 6, 8 hours to my round trip, that's a non-starter for me. So folks are unwilling to enter into this, even if they think like, hey, maybe I'd like an EV. They've been unwilling to enter in because they're worried about where to charge it.
And again, that
and how to charge it.
And that comes to us being very early in the game. You mentioned 23,000 in the pool of vehicles that are still in this country. The question will then become, okay, it's early, but with this early anxiety, do we want to continue investing in this? And to your point, I would hate to imagine making, like, because we used to drive down to Florida every single year. You imagine just being stuck in Paducah, Kentucky, and trying to ask around, hey, you got an electric charging station
right
here? We don't have that newfangled technology. What
and then
are you
waiting
to
your turn, and then how long does it take? How do they do the charge? How do you pay for this?
That is
nothing
a really
free,
good
right?
Question.
Like that has to be a charge. I keep saying charge. There has to be a charge associated with the charge.
I wonder if it'll be like when you go, we have around Milwaukee, we have the new bus rapid transit stations where you can submit payment before the bus ever arrives. I wonder if it's kind of, you've used your phone for everything. Can you just QR code it? You have your credit card on, bing, do it there, potentially.
Here's the conundrum for me is I want, if this is where things are going, and there are certainly a lot of state governments that are more aggressive in this. I think it's California that said they won't let you buy internal combustion engines by 2035. You can still drive your regular car, but they won't allow you to sell gasoline-powered vehicles in that state in 2035. Now, they could ultimately back off on that if it seems to not go that direction. But you see this want and desire among some folks to push us in that direction. If that's going to be the case, I would expect our state to get in on every dollar of federal funding that's available to be a leader, to help cure the anxiety over charging by having these charging stations. But then you get into the whole thing of what came first, the chicken or the egg? Are people not buying EVs because there aren't enough charging stations? Or should we not be putting charging stations out there because people aren't buying EVs? Ultimately, if the consumer isn't comfortable with it, if it doesn't take on a consumer level, then all of these tens of millions of dollars are going to waste for a very, very small segment of the driving public.
And that's the risk with capitalism. You have to cater to what the
consumer
demand
capitalism
is.
Again. Right.
When will we learn?
So I'm not sure what direction it's ultimately going to play out. You want to hedge your bet and be on the right side of it. But right now, consumers are still leery about those EVs. 8:21 on Wisconsin's Morning News.